So rock on, brothers, rock on.
Much from my school time is the subject matter that may not be suitable for anybody listening. If you're under the age of 18 or easily insulted by an old man,
now for the rest of you, let's get it on.
This ain't a fantastic voice, but I'm still on the mission. Let's see if I can get your attention. Now I want to drop some.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You talked over the fucking intro. You cocksucker.
Well, we're not doing it again. Just run with it.
Okay, welcome to part two of episode 11 for Legend in My Spare Time, live from the Matt Cave. My name is Matt motherfucking Lees. I am your illustrious guest host. I mean, I'm your main host. My first guest host this week. Oh, my God.
What a butcher job. Matt Lees, the butcher.
We're 25 seconds in, and it's fucking terrible. If people only got part two and didn't get part one, they're fucking confused right now. Go back, get part one from iTunes, and then you'll be able to lead right into this one. So, standing, sitting, sucking dick to my left, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest host of this time, Mr. J.V. Gravy!
J.V. Gravy!
Here he is.
I can't even talk for Jesus Christ.
Hey, there you go. Kids. This song is perfect for you, isn't it?
You get that thing out of your mouth. Cock
out of your mouth.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, sit down.
J.V. Gravy, and, of course, always in the Matt Cave for Legend in My Spare Time, the Reverend Damn Davies. And this week he's brought a guest. This week he's brought his co-host, his cohort, in the Sally Chancer, Mr. Andy motherfucking Kennedy. So make him feel welcome, folks, the members of the Sally Chancer.
Hello.
Well, thank you very much.
We're back again.
One of the balls is stuck inside my body, and I haven't shaved today.
All right.
That's right. If you can.
We're starting on a good note, folks. Oh,
I got to hop up and down and try to shake it out.
You know what, ladies?
For you fine folks tonight.
You know what this means, ladies? Open your beers, boys.
That is exactly what it means.
So now you're talking.
Ah. That's right, bitches.
It's too bad I'm an alcoholic.
If you can't be decent, at least be sanitary.
That's right.
That's all I got to say.
That's right. So we're more beers in this week because, like I said, we're double whammying today's record. We're getting two episodes going.
I'm sweating from
I sprayed hand sanitizer over my whole body.
That's the one and only Andy Kennedy. And
it still didn't kill the focus.
We're not gonna do any backtracking because if you're listening to part two and not part one, you got enough problems.
Yeah, you're a fucking
idiot. Like, it's gonna clearly state on iTunes part two. So if you're confused right now, you need part one, you dumb shit.
Yeah, you fucking retard.
Should actually market part one and part two. You should mix up the markings.
You dumb fox. Couldn't even figure it out. So anyway, last time on Legend and previously. Actually, you know what? I have a sample.
If you haven't tuned in previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
I have a sample of Dave K saying that.
I'm sitting on my hand.
Previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
Previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
Now, so last episode, so literally 5 minutes ago, if you've got time on your hands, we made a call through to a new friend of ours.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We fucked up, and we're currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
What you're not hearing behind me right now is the return phone call that we made to our Eastern European friend. So anyway, how about, to make it up to you, I play you some Matt Lee's band, huh?
Huh? Legend in my spare
time. Come over here, let Uncle J. Well show you how to do it.
Motherfucker.
Don't worry.
Baby, I'm not leaving, but baby, I'm leaving you. Cause you just mess me around like you got nothing better to do. Maybe I'm not taking off, but I'm certainly not taking you. Cause you just mess me around like you got nothing better to do. But I'm told you before, stop messing around. I had to tell you again. So now I'm kicking you out. Now, baby, yeah, my baby, yeah, my baby, yeah. On a cold Manchester morning, my baby's nowhere in sight. She stood me up, yes it did, so I went out drinking all night. Baby, I'm not packing up, but I'm certainly not packing you. Cause you just play me around like you got nothing better to do. But I'm over you. Told you before, stop messing around. I had to tell you again. So now I'm kicking you out. Now, baby, yeah, my baby, messing around. Had to tell you again.
Easy being a Middle Eastern with a big cock.
Deal.
Yes.
Deal.
So what I'm going to do in the meantime is I'm going to read out an email that we got.
Okay.
So let's make up a
a
song
fan
for.
Mail.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I need you to do this for me. Don't do 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 do. Well, it's time to check the mail. From the legend in my spare time mailbox today. Let's see who wrote to us today in the mailbox. In the mailbox.
Mailbox.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
Mail. Okay, so,
time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got mail. Are you ready? This is basically to you, almost.
Really?
Yeah, this is the email that we got in last
week.
Sweet,
I got fan mail.
Because for those of you who aren't aware, and you know, for Andy, we have a religious listener named Joe Gross, who is a big fucking fan of Dave K. Like,
he's a religious listener, but is he a religious.
No. He's religious. Okay. We are his religion. You're his reverend. You know what I mean?
Sweet.
So
testify.
Joel's from down south in Iowa. Big biker dude. Loves to listen to our podcast.
You didn't tell me that.
He complained about the fact that Dave K was gone because he loves him some Dave K. So I said last week, you know, give Jeff a chance because he's the new guy. And I told Jeff to address Joe and make Joe comfortable on the episode and say, you know what? I'm here now. I'm going to look after you.
I tried to create a moment between me and Joe. Right. I'm trying to have a connection.
So Jeff did that, and then we get this for...
Sorry.
Dude, we made a rule about no iPhones.
That was my actual...
Unless you're prank calling at some fucking Middle Eastern dude, no phones. Let's all give him a dirty look.
That's the stank guy.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Okay, so... This is the email that we got back. Now, do you remember the episode where Dave K was talking about how he was trying to fuck a 19-year-old? It was recent.
Oh, well, I think I know the 19-year-old.
The one
you
worked with.
Maybe, so.
Okay, so anyway.
I thought he wanted to have a shit on her chest.
Well,
he didn't say anything about fucking.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's the way, Dave.
He is a peculiar individual.
As long as we're aware.
That guy.
As long as we're aware of that story, this will go down fine. Okay, so here's the email that we got from Joe Gross. Okay, I'm just going to read it out verbatim, so to speak. For several episodes, I've thoroughly enjoyed the rage that has ensued on the Legend in My Spare Time podcast, courtesy of Dave K. While I enjoyed it, I have a theory of why the rage was there as well as why it has ended. Dave was in retirement, but started banging a 19-year-old chick. Blammo, no more rage to share and no more time to contribute to the fine entertainment that is Legend in My Spare Time. Dave is now too busy rubbing Icy Hot on his sore muscles that have been pulled from not keeping in fuck shape. Or maybe he's using Ben Gay, I don't know. Either way, Dave, make sure to wash your hands thoroughly before handling the goods. But I digress. Since Rage K has let down the listeners by fucking off the podcast, Reverend Dam Davis has done a solid for the listeners by stepping up to fill in the duties of co-hosting. Kind of like sex for the first time was good, but it will get better the more you do it. Speaking of which, I'm glad to hear that there is a married man out there that still gets freaky with his old lady on a regular basis.
Shit, yeah.
He gives me hope for when the honeymoon phase wears thin in my marriage. Reverend Damn Daisies is pretty solid in my book so far, but Rev, I will never completely let go of the rage. With love, Joe Gross.
That's awesome, Joe. No, you know what? None of us will ever let go of the rage. You know, this guy personally. And you know what, though? He's still in retirement.
It's true.
And he fucked off. Yeah. That guy, you
know
what?
There's no way he fucked that 19-year-old.
I wonder if the retirement is really...
Suspicious?
It's suspicious. It's
right.
Not in like... I don't think he's switched teams.
I think he has.
I just think he's not happy with the options available to him, so he's opted out.
Fair enough.
So hey, fuck
but
Dave.
That's that.
No, but,
fuck Dave K.
I don't know.
Right on, Joe. I appreciate the...
at least he writes. That's
the
really
big
cool
thumbs. That's wicked.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is wicked. So.
Absolutely.
I like Joe.
Joe's a good guy. You got to like somebody who will write to you and say he listens to your show.
Agreed.
Yeah, damn right.
You know who I have writing to me?
Nobody?
Fucking weird Russians.
Weird Russians? Really? Not the same Russian?
Malad.
Not Malad? Like a different Russian?
No, I think his name was Gary, but he was from Russia, and he's a fucking weirdo.
Really? You got fan mail to the Generation Ill podcast?
I did.
What was this email?
I don't have time to pull it up, but it was a bunch of...
Can you kind of just quote it?
Hello, favorite podcast from Russia.
Some dude actually wrote this to you?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what was the email? Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to go off.
Okay, but I'm sure you can sum it up, dickhead.
It basically went along the lines of saying, JB Gravy, very funny, angry man, not so much man-like. Luke, very angry man.
Right.
Maybe vacation would help.
Right.
Favorite podcast, I listen, fuck you from Russia. Gary.
Fuck wow. You too, Gary. That's awesome.
You know what the best part about that is, Gravy? I fucking sent you that email.
I know you did.
Did you?
Oh.
I set up a fucking fake email address and wrote sent
it.
It
seems
it to
suspicious
him.
That there's a Russian guy named Gary.
Gary.
Hello, I'm Gary.
What was the email address
you
he sent to you?
Come, you get
what was his
my name.
What
Gary.
Was his email address?
I believe it was fuck, I can't remember.
It was the raving turkey rapist at hotmail.com.
you know what? Actually, that I got a little story that actually ties into that.
Okay, I need to leave the room and urinate and get a beer. Will you tell the story to them?
It's a Thanksgiving story.
Please do.
Can I scam one more off here? Is there?
I'll check how many are left.
Okay, no, it's all right, cool.
Listen, I'll take four more.
Or nothing. I'm cool.
Okay, I'll be right back. You tell your story to the listeners.
Here's my story. The only thing you need to know is that one of my second job out of high school involved raping turkeys. I was on the artificial insemination crew.
At the same time, go ahead.
It was, you know what, that should be on the, the world's dirtiest jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, turkey inseminator.
Oh.
Yeah.
You actually did this out of high school.
This my second job out of high school.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I had it.
Yeah, pluck the feathers around the vagina first.
This is one of the reasons why I'm self-employed.
I like a nice bald turkey vagina. I don't like it all hairy and feathery. You got to pluck all the feathers around the turkey vagina, and then you just get in there.
You
got
to wrap
your shit. You put your thick gloves on. You just wrap your hands around that thing, and you just go for it.
There was something above that right that. Now that he so this is what just gave me a straight on hard on.
Absolutely.
Well, it's almost like he's been there before.
I'm jealous, but I was a turkey. I wasn't a turkey farmer like you. I was a sheep herder.
You're Irish, not Scottish.
I'm Irish, you know. So it's good for the wool, actually. Like that's the thing. People get knocked down for that. But it's not a bad thing at all.
Don't knock until you've tried it.
It's good for the wool. Everybody would take the wool.
The sheep.
And it's good for the turkey too.
I've had closest turkey.
Resemblance.
Yeah, that's why Scots are the way they are. I heard.
Yeah, and we're not.
And the Welsh, I heard.
No, the Irish are the closest to the Scots. Yeah. You know it's true.
Yeah, probably.
You know it. Anyway,
the dirty unwanted. Before the shaved pussy, I was sheep pussy.
I was a bona fide turkey inseminator. And the worst part isn't necessarily inseminating the turkeys.
I know what you did.
It's gathering the juice. That
from
is
the other turkey?
Yeah. If you can imagine this. It's a two-man operation.
Gathering
right?
The juice in the hook of your tongue.
You know what?
For sure.
It's a two-man operation.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. I wasn't the jerker. I was the sucker. Now, the way that it works in a real turkey farm...
So your uncircumcised penis was in
there. Shut the fuck up for a second, AK. The way that it works in a turkey farm is that you got a tom, and these are big motherfuckers.
I want to say, best time to enter a room ever.
These are pushing 100 pounds of turkey. So the jerker...
No, with the cock inside, you can have another 5 pounds.
The jerker basically flips the turkey upside down, the tom, spreads his legs, holds the wings pinned between his legs, and he masturbates the turkey.
This is what you were doing?
No, that was the other guy. Here comes my job.
Are the panties off or on at this time?
We're almost there.
Okay, wait. I'll listen on iTunes. It's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Now, my job was...
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's a lot of dope smokers, marijuana people.
Strap-on or freestyle?
Everyone knows what a bong... is, right?
Fucking right.
And you understand the principles of a bong, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to gather the semen from a turkey, you have to use a very bong-like... It's a test tube with a rubber plug on top. One straw goes out and one straw goes in your mouth.
Oh, shit. I just ripped my lips around, man.
You gotta suck up all the semen... into this vial,
and you can't spit it out.
And if it that would just be rude. If the test tube gets too full, it will go in your mouth.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's scary, man. And the worst part was that I got a little bit of danger pay because I could have contracted turkey syphilis. So that's
why you're always scratching yourself.
Okay, wait.
You eat your butterball turkeys.
I want to know how many other podcasts have said the words turkey syphilis. I just want to put that out there.
Google it, fucker.
Google that shit. That's right.
This is.
That's what happened to Jack the Ripper.
The hard work would get
me somewhere.
Back in history. Right out of high school.
Turkey syphilis got Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper was a victim of turkey syphilis.
Okay.
He blamed the horrors of the East End, London, and the White Chapel and shit like that. But it was really the turkey.
It was the turkey. It was the butterballs.
It was the turkey. Yeah. Should have left them alone.
That's
go
fair.
After the turkey.
That's fair. I agree.
I feel like I'm sitting beside Mitch Hedberg. Like, I swear to God.
You're sitting beside something. That's eight to the motherfucker.
It's okay.
Hey, Jamie Gravy.
Mitch Hedberg. Like, hey, fuck, I got a chocolate bar dropped out of the machine. It's up my ass right now.
Where are you going, asshole?
You know what I like about rice? Rice is always good if you're ever hungry for 10,000 or something.
You know what's funny is you said you feel like you're sitting next to whoever. We sit close to each other at work, and I feel like I'm sitting next to Forrest Gump all day.
That's okay.
Mama said life is like a box of chocolates.
Never know it's gone gay.
No, you better not bite down too hard. There might be a Brazil nut inside.
I don't know what that
My
means.
My name is Forrest Gump. People call me, don't do that, you fucking retard. Put it down. Leave your weenie alone.
Hey.
What?
Days of my that's special offensive. Show.
Listen,
Mama said
you know,
I can
that's
run
offensive.
Anywhere
that's offensive. It's like what Michael Scott says. You know, you would never call a retard to his face.
True.
Right?
Well, I would.
Because
they don't know what that means.
But you call your friends retarded.
Right.
When they're acting retarded.
Here's the deal. And here, fun fact.
Wait. Okay. Before we get the fun fact, we have an issue that we
fun
have to
fact.
Deal with very quickly.
Fun fact.
There are four of us in this room and there are three beers. It's like everybody just looked around. Like, what?
I think we got three friends and one person who's
an outsider.
Yeah,
because I've known you two longer than I've known him. But
I see. Okay, can we do like a straw, like the milkshake style? Like,
how about we just measure dicks, and the smallest dick doesn't get one.
I'll tell you what. Since Jimmy Gravy and myself are both
it's
driving,
cold outside.
I'd be willing to split one if you got a glass.
So now I got to go back to the kitchen.
Does that work?
That works.
Get a fucking glass.
The Reverend is, you know, a diplomat at my core. It's true.
You and
I bring people together.
How about you and I share one, and I'll let you know when we're halfway through it.
Yeah, you
pass
would.
It over to you.
Yeah. I'll backwash for a while and send it over. So now I got.
There might be a little bit
that,
of turkey
know, women,
jizz
too,
in there, but
I
that's only
first.
Because I had a nice afternoon.
Fine. Fine, that's what we'll do. I'll go to my kitchen and get a fucking glass.
You know what, Matt? If you need to pause it.
No, there will be no pausing.
There will be
you know
no
why?
Pausing.
Because otherwise we'll be into take 36 and it'll be 4 in the morning.
Whatever. What time is
I have
it
to
now?
It's fucking...
So we're going through all this. Law. What's
We can always talk more
here?
About turkey insemination.
Turkey.
I got lots of
wait,
issues.
Wait.
I was there for nine
hey.
Months.
Hey, man.
Got a lot of little turkey.
Hey, yeah. Have some sensitivity, man. The new guy's talking.
Oh, were you saying something?
It's more enjoyable. The turkey or the sheep.
He doesn't have headphones on, so he can't hear you talking.
Geographically,
you're doing it, wait, you're doing it again.
He's still talking.
Right, leave, just
feather, the, feather plucked, turkey, turkey pussy with the feathers plucked. Wait,
just listen. Just because he's making random sounds doesn't mean you don't owe him the respect to listen.
It's hard to tell because he keeps that thing in his mouth when he's talking. Not many people can talk with something as big as a microphone in their mouth.
I like
eight to the motherfucking K can, y'all.
Yeah, I'm not the first guy who liked something in my mouth. So anyway, we got turkey with the feathers plucked out around the vagina. And we got
the
we got
is
the
going
sheep.
On here?
The vagina.
So,
now we're
can
doing
we call back Mahad because I feel
more
bad
beer!
For
Mahad.
I'm doing an interview.
Mahad to bring some
wait,
sanity to
okay,
this.
Okay, I've had enough.
We're doing an interview.
Wait, Gravy,
which is better?
Yes, sir.
Gravy and Reverend have been disrespecting A to the K. Sorry, Andy, it's your turn to speak. Go.
I've got a lot of great ideas.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to do an interview
right.
here.
This is your time.
Because because the Reverend has worked with the turkey, so I'm just asking, like, what do you prefer? The sheep business or the turkey business. And when I talk about business, you know what I'm talking about.
Who are you talking to?
I'm saying to both.
Well, how many of the people in this room have worked with turkeys other than this turkey that I work with?
Ooh, right to the couillons, motherfucker. What do you guys say about that, Jamie Gravy?
I couldn't find the cricket sound in time, but go ahead.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
You've been hopping around.
Like,
all
see,
night.
I
still can't get that.
I've never
you
messed
see,
around
the
with any sheep.
Hopping around all hippity hoppity.
Yeah,
so you sound like a man who's speaking from experience.
I've been hopping around all night. I can't get that ball out of my body. I got one hanging down properly in my scrotum. But the other one stuck up inside my body. It's like I've been kicked in the balls.
We're now in the Matt Cave with Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
And I'm not
on crack.
That being said, I'm going to go get a pint glass.
I'm right. Not even shaved
don't
tonight, so I feel embarrassed to show you guys. But you can probably relate. And our audience probably can relate to this. Sometimes your ball gets stuck up inside your body.
Sometimes I do it on purpose, but go ahead.
I mean, sometimes I tried to stick my balls up my own ass. But you got to really stretch for that kind of thing. And
you got to limber up.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot more convenient ways.
Oh,
Lord. By the way, this is my first night here. This microphone smells funny.
I think you're getting...
Dude, that's the mic you brought yourself, you dick. That's your mic.
This is my mic.
Oh, is this my mic?
I think I'm going to be replaced after this episode.
It's true. Well, I don't even know who you are anymore, man. I want this guy to come back this week.
This microphone smells funny.
I can understand.
Why do I keep putting my nose up against it, though?
Like, why does this microphone smell like Davies' ass?
I burnt my tongue.
It's got the Davies ass kind of smell to it, but with a hint of turkey pussy.
Here's the deal, kids. Here's the deal.
Vagine.
We're 25 minutes into the most useless, retarded episode on the planet.
No, that was Generation L.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, on the mic. Andy, on the mic. Ready?
Mr. Matt Lees takes good care of his guests.
Yes,
on this
sir.
Occasion.
Oh, you're all sucking my dick later. Don't worry about it.
Next week, I'm bringing the beer.
That's what you said last week. No, you didn't. I'm just kidding. Last week, you said you're bringing the AK with you, and you
I
did.
I know. We can pour the beer on
You're happy with that? Cheers.
Yes, and just lick it
off. Okay, lick it off.
Raise your glasses, motherfuckers. And
cheers,
salut.
Boys.
We got a couple of shit shoveling mix, and we got a couple of awesome Welshmen in the house.
It's true.
Awesome Wellies. I don't know what to do with this.
I just have one question for you, though. You're holding a microphone. Why are you yelling?
Oh, because I don't have headphones.
I'm just trying to make
He's
you
just excited. He's excited, dude.
I'm excited.
It's like giving a retard an iPhone.
Sorry if I got excited.
The touchscreen doesn't work when I drool on it.
It's got to be tough being a gay Nazi. I'm just thinking about that totally randomly as we're going through that. But how do you be a gay Nazi?
How do you?
Actually kind of ties in a little bit with the sermon this week.
That's true. Oh, do you have a sermon?
Oh, the Reverend's got a sermon.
I got a minute.
Microphone's down.
Wait, hold up. Yep. Pause. Just wait one fucking second. Wait. Did somebody just say sermon? Did somebody just say sermon?
It's time for the Reverend.
My 1 minute sermon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Reverend Dan Davies with this week's sermon.
All right. I am so glad to be here. Oh.
Penis hurts.
All right. So this is my quick sermon of the week. I don't know if Maddie's got me on the time there. We're just gonna run through it. So we're at
go. Just go. All right. Just fucking do it.
So what I was thinking about this week was really, you know, and this might offend some people, and I really don't care, but you know, you need to hear it anyways. Is there's a lot of procreating going on out there. I know there's some fucking. Not from JV Gravy.
Hey, man, bro.
and I don't know about that Malad character. I don't know how many puppy he's kicking out. But what I want to say is, guys,
amen.
You know, I know that my man Joe Gross sounds like he's married. Hallelujah. Sounds like he's going to be pounding out some puppies soon. You know, and listen, I hope, Joe, that before you got married, and I hope to everyone before you got married, you thought about your kids' well-being. Because you're not marrying for love. You're marrying to keep the species alive and to procreate. And what is the worst thing that you could do to your kids?
Eat them?
Well, what the worst thing you could do to your children is not give them what they need to survive in this world. Now, what I'm talking about in this world is I'm talking about the blonde-haired, the blue-eyed, the fair-skinned. Listen, guys, you're not helping your children by procreating with these people. Okay? The fair. You know, this might be the reverse, you know, Nazism, but it's true. You're not giving them any natural immunities. These people are weak. They can't defend themselves against the sun. That's the first thing you see, motherfuckers. You know, I have blonde friends, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, like genocide. I'm talking like, let's just breed it out of the system. You know, this is going to take some time. So
let the brown kids rule.
You know what? You got to give them a head start, man. You know, so if your skin can't tan, your hair is blonde or even red, you know, we all know the gingers.
and your eyes are blue, man, when you see a woman that looks like that, do not make a baby with her. It's all right.
You gotta find a woman.
And guys, if you look like that,
put the brown kid in the cage, out in the backyard, under the sun, and make the brown kids, they're gonna be healthy.
All my little brothers out there.
Feel good. They're gonna, win Olympic medals.
That's
sell advertisement for Nike commercial. They're gonna play basketball. They're gonna do some bowling.
I'm not used to this. That's the accolade AK right there.
All
right. Anyways, amen. So I just want to, you know, guys, listen. When you're procreating, think about what you're making, okay? And you know what? You don't want a defective product. Let's make it strong, people.
Make it strong.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one world.
The Reverend Damn Davies with this week's sermon.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
With the Reverend.
You know what's the best part about all this yelling?
What's that?
Is that your girlfriend has to wake up at 8 in the morning?
It's true.
Oh, sorry.
We might want to bring the noise down now that we did the sermon.
All right, that'll be the last holla.
That was nice.
Well, it's, you know, I was distracted. Last time I had you looking at me. This time I had my acolyte, you know, my prodigy, you know,
screaming in the background like
my
a retarded
Padawan,
cousin,
if you will. Yeah, he was just kind of rambling.
They might be some retarded.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to go over some respect issues later.
You
going to
slap
right.
him around a little?
We're just going to, you know, I'm going to lay out the ground rules. It's all right.
Dude, he made me giggle. That's all.
Where you going to slap?
There's a thing about podcast rules is when one person speaking, shut the fuck up.
Unless it's JB Gravy.
Exactly.
Speak when spoken to.
Dude, believe me, I'm the worst for it on my show. Like, I interrupt Luke and Sean all the goddamn time. Like, I don't think Sean has been able to tell, like, a 2-minute story.
Yeah, but it also
hasn't taken 25 minutes.
Because it also takes him an hour to tell that story because it's true. Shit
Sorry,
needs
Sean.
To be quick, and you know what? I'm all for getting to the point. You know, the 1-minute sermon
was like 3.5 minutes today.
It was 3.5 minutes. I was distracted. You know,
I was giggling like a schoolgirl.
But listen, it's all true. You know, when I made my first baby, that child has tannable skin, dark eyes, and she will have dark hair.
Thank God she looks like her mother.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, thank God.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
So should we call Loverboy back?
Oh, fucking right. I was
wait. Let's mind, let's ask the listener. What do you think?
Are we talking to Milad now?
Listen, hey.
I'm sorry.
What do you think, Joe Gross? Should we call him back?
Hell yeah!
That was a big scream to hear it all the way from Iowa. I just pictured Joe at his
Thanks,
fucking...
Thanks, Joe.
Now, I don't really know what Joe does for a living, but I just assume he's at his job and he's just like,
hell yeah!
No, I actually picture him saying, please stop. Please just stop doing
Just stop
this.
Saying
it's
my
not
name.
Funny.
Yeah.
And I would appreciate it if Joe would send us a picture.
I have a picture.
Do you?
That came out wrong.
Okay, I haven't.
He's on my Facebook, so I can show you a picture of Joe.
I would love to see what Joe actually looks like, so I have a face to the name.
Dude, seriously,
you know?
Big biker dude.
Awesome.
I have pictures of Joe crawling across the carpet when the tiger stance growl.
Now look back angry like a dragon.
I'm calling my wife by accident.
Oh, it's okay.
Just so you know, Joe, that was JP Gravy talking about you that way.
That's true. I got your wife on speed dial too, buddy.
I'm a big biker too.
And Joe, I'm sure you're down with me. I'm sick of the home.
Okay, ready?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We fucked up, and we're currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Crabby Joe's to meet some girl as a prostitute, and she's gonna give me a freebie. I gotta go to the cops, and I'm gonna complain about this. I mean, no, it's something that you'd probably keep to yourself.
Exactly. Like, it's like when I used to sell weed to high school kids and short them every time. Be like, what are you gonna do? This isn't worth $40.
Go tell
like,
your principal, you little bastard.
Yeah, go tell you.
Go tell your mother. I'm selling her crack tomorrow.
And you know what the best part about that story is? I used to pick up off my mom. Yeah, that's right.
Your mom sold you weed.
Damn right she did.
Damn.
Here was my mother, and my mom's a hippie, obviously.
Oh, wait, for the record, I never sold weed to high school children.
Yeah, and I never bought weed off my mother, nor do I smoke weed, nor have I ever.
And you know what? Bullet belt shouldn't be found in a toaster. I think you're right. I thought about that after I left.
That's fair. We'll come back to that.
Another little point. Hookers are much harder to fucking dispose of.
Wait, stop. We got three people talking at once here.
Oh, yeah.
Gravy was mid-sentence. You were telling a story about your mom.
I was telling a story about hookers being hard to dispose of. Anyway.
You roll them up in carpet or stick them under a mattress in a hotel room.
Speaking from experience, apparently.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, but my mom was a hippie and she always got the best shit. It was that simple, and I was always the fucking man in high school. I was like,
the weed man.
Oh, you want to buy the smoke that Jamaican cess bullshit with sticks and seeds?
No.
Try this shit, bubblegum cherry. What's up?
What's up?
ShamWow!
Bruh! You know the ShamWow guy's in jail?
Good for him. That's what true. Did he do?
He punched a hooker in the mouth.
Sweet!
But we shouldn't go into that.
Actually, you know what?
Isn't that what they're for?
I don't know when we're going to get him back again. We should make the most of...
Having missed
the motherfucking K.
It's true.
Now, there's only one story that I think that you really want to hear, man.
Okay.
You want to hear this.
Because AK is like a fart in the wind. You never AK? Know when he's going to come around again.
That's right. You know, he's...
He's like Dave K, only...
Lay
know.
It on us, AK. First, the transvestite story. We got to hear it.
Please tell me this story.
Let's roll.
Best now, story ever.
Now, hold
my
on
mic's
going to
be
hold
on the
on.
Ground.
That's
too.
Right. He's putting his mic down. I want to do this for you, AK. If you're going to tell the story, I'm going to insist that these two motherfuckers shut their
piss.
Mouths and let you tell this story.
Can I have some sexy music background?
Sure. It's going to have to be in the. It's going to have to be in post, meaning later. But I will give you some sexy music. Okay, wait. Hold on. One. Just wait. Just wait.
Yeah, just put something on. I don't care. But I just like a little beat behind it.
Okay, hold on. We're looking.
So I want you to walk in my shoes.
Dude, I wish I could, man. Not even kidding.
If you can't walk in my shoes, I want your listeners to walk in my shoes.
Awesome.
I want you to feel what it's like.
To be you.
To be lonely. To be you.
Dude, of all things I've heard about you, lonely is not one of them.
To be lonely. Sometimes I get lonely, man.
Tell me your story. Paint the picture for me and my listeners. Are you ready? Here comes the music.
Here comes the music. So, walking home. Wednesday night. Feel a little frisky. Don't want to quite home. Go home to bed for a quiet night. I'm looking around for nice pubs to hang out in. Looking to the right, looking to the left. Rolled through the park, nobody there. When I see one, Club Renaissance. Knock on the door, no answer. Check the handle, it pulls open. I walk in the door, turn to the right, look around. A lot of lights. Dark room. Very dark room. And I feel the music and I feel my body moving to it. And I'm lonely tonight. I'm like the lone wolf. Wanna howl. Yeah, you know those nights, gentlemen. Maybe a couple of ladies know what I'm talking about, too. Those nights. We don't want to go home all by yourself. I get out on the dance floor. And I got my drink in my hand. And I feel my body getting heavy. And it's moving. It's moving with the music. And I got that sweet drink in my hand. I'm putting it down my throat. And I'm feeling it. And I see this beautiful woman. And you know what I'm talking about. You've all been there. What happened to my music? Oh, something got cold all of a sudden. I gotta take a breath. Matt Lees, where did my music go? I'm telling my story.
And the music's
still playing, bro.
The story's taking forever.
Put it
get
back
to the point, brother. Get to the fucking point.
Okay, so
where's the part where you reach for the vajayjay and find a cock?
You got a great build up. You're in the club.
It sounds like my boys here are looking for some brevity. So I'm gonna give them some brevity. So anyway, it's a nice sweet body. She says, "Do you wanna come back to my place for a little special time together?" And I said, "Absolutely."
Absolutely.
And I'm waiting in the back seat of the car with you. We're going to ride back to your place. We're hanging out. And things are going good.
Real good.
And I feel for the titties.
and I squeeze him tight. She says to me,
ouch,
ow,
ow,
I just had them done. And I was confused. I was drunk and I was confused. What do you mean you just had them done? And she says, I just had these breast implants put in. I say, well, still might be female. Don't give up yet. And I'm going. Now we're going into the bathroom. What the things are good.
So wait, you were in the back of a car and now you're in her bathroom?
Absolutely.
Fair enough. So as long as I understand.
You got to your destination.
So we got to the destination.
Yes.
And I reach down and I find Peter where I thought that I'd find Mary. And I'm going to squip down to the what you might call the mud room. I'm going to put the boots on and get the running down the hall to get the fuck out of there as soon as I possibly could. Because I realized that I am one drunken idiot who made a big mistake. And you gotta create some distance between those things.
Put this in words for me. Here's the moment.
I grabbed her big, scary, gross breast.
But there was no place to put the finger.
What I want to know is what went through your mind, hard. Reverend? You're doing it again, sir.
Sorry.
There's four dudes in this room. I'm just kidding.
It's the beer.
So you're reaching down and you find a fucking cock where you expect to not find a cock. What was the first thing that went through your head?
Well, I sure hope I'm not enjoying this.
Like you weren't for a split second. Like fuck it.
I thought right away, I'm going to be on Matt Lee's radio show in a couple of years, and I better not enjoy this right now. I am going to be repulsed, and I am going to be humiliated, and I'm going to be disgusted, degraded, ghastly, sleazy, truly inquirous, and generally nauseated. And I'm going to run down the hall, I'm going to put those boots on, and I'm going to get out of this apartment and run down the hall. I'm not taking the elevator because I don't want to take the chance of pushing that button and standing there and some guy's going to call my back. And get me in the rear. So
I just put myself. Good storytelling. I just put myself there, and I was scared.
I was waiting at the elevator too. I was like,
go. Yeah. It's like running to your keys, and there's a zombie chasing you. And you drop your keys.
That's one thing about it. Absolutely. Thank you, Jay. I'm doing my best to explain it as best as I can, like as vividly as possible. So I go down.
It's
the
too scarily
the staircase.
It's not too vivid. And, so you're running down the stairs of the apartment building.
And I've heard this sweet voice. I want to set this up for you and how it felt. You know, when you're going down that staircase as fast as you can with your boots untied and just trying to get out of there. It's about this time of year. It's really cold. So you got boots and jacket. Anyway, I've been hearing the sweet voice all night. Much like Jay.
Or
Jamie Gravy.
Hello.
Hi,
you're
Cindy.
Sweet thing.
Anyway.
I'm a suck yoke job.
Absolutely. I was hearing that all night.
So were you making out with the dude too?
I could feel the vibrations.
Oh yeah, did you make out with this guy at the bar?
Did you tonsil hockey with this dude?
How many details?
Wait, stop.
You started telling a story.
You swap spit. There's no way
you tongue kissed.
If you grab a cock, you swap spit.
Like, who goes right to the grabbing without the kissing first?
If you're worm hunting.
Yeah, you don't just fucking ram it home. You ease it in there inch by inch like a gentleman.
So you could taste his tongue for like weeks or what?
There may have been some issues that I may not want to discuss this time. But
it's been years of therapy, Matt. Leave him alone.
Absolutely. This is therapy, motherfucker.
True enough. Absolutely. There are some issues that we may have to work through in subsequent episodes. Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Matt. But anyway, the voice is what I'm trying to focus on right here in the ending part of the story.
Right. Where are we now? All right. You didn't want to take the elevator, so you're running down the stairs.
So we're running down the stairs. And this sweet voice, what's going on all night? Sweet luck can sound like this. Maybe not from Dallas, maybe from Kitchener-Waterloo without that southern accent. The nice and sweet sound.
I like the accent.
So anyway, this voice suddenly changes to,
hey!
And I doubled my speed.
Thanks
at that
for
point.
Grabbing my cock earlier.
And I got up to the top of Cedar Street at about 45 kilometers an hour by foot.
Wow.
Looked back, nothing in sight, and that's the sweet ending to that story. Well, could have ended so up a lot worse.
Cedar is the
that's
Compton.
That's a good spot to end your show.
Did you see the dude ever? Did you ever see the dude again?
Yes.
Wow. And how did that go? Was he like, "Hi, honey, remember me"? Did you see that face he just made? He kind of threw up in his mouth a little bit.
I think he was remembering the taste of his tongue.
Oh, look, he looks totally grossed out.
He's dropping shit. By that point. He's sweating now.
Dude, so you made
Lois out Lane just saved that beer.
It's true, it did. You made out with a dude.
Well, I'd say that it wasn't 100% making out with a dude. At least give me 50%.
Fair enough. I mean, one, you were drunk. Two, he was in a dress, right?
We're crossing.
Yeah, you were tricked into it.
Did he look hot as a girl? I mean, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, a little taller than me, but still hot.
That's cool. I mean, that's fair.
Better than the homeless lady?
Because let's be honest. For the listeners at home, you will put it in anything that's wet.
Oh, wait. But for the listeners at home as well, he's in a
in a committed relationship right now. Right. So we got to throw out the disclaimer that this is a
past tense. And we did mention on our last episode, Jeff, the Reverend, did approve of your lovely lady and said she's a lovely lady. Yes.
She is.
So in the past, I did get lonely. Absolutely, I did get lonely.
Every 6 hours? Because, dude, I mean, I've heard that you've done it with all of them.
Yes,
it's impossible. I don't keep a list. But
biggest lady you've ever done it with? Do you remember in weight?
Oh, I remember this story.
Oh, you do, eh? I didn't even know it was a story.
The best part. Okay, well, while he's trying to remember her name, he was banging an extra large lady, an obese lady, in a bed of a girl that he had done previously. Right?
I was trying to help her lose carbs.
Hold on. So he couldn't get it up, or he couldn't keep it up. He reaches down, finds the panties of the hot girl that he did in that bed previously, and starts smelling them to keep it up to finish the job. This guy's a trooper, folks, and that's why I play music with him.
Oh, that is called.
Well, Mr. AK.
That's a strategy.
You have my respect.
I mean, we all have to work through
this. I welcome you anytime to Generation L's podcast.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
This isn't Generation L. This is Legend of the
Warm Feelings. But I do welcome you to our show any goddamn
time. This is the big times.
Time.
It's been a pleasure having you here, man. Awesome.
Cheers. I just winked at Matt Lee's.
Of course he did.
But it was in a friendly way, of course.
Because why wouldn't
you? It made me blush, and I saw you at the bar that one night, so give me a call.
Meet me at Krabby Joe's.
So the Sally Chancer is going to head down to the Boho, if anyone else is interested.
We're on our way to the Boho.
It's a little too late for me, sir. It's 12:30.
That's early. I got to get the fuck out of here, so...
You're going home to your wife.
You guys got a lot of turkey inseminating to do tomorrow.
Dude, I can't believe you told that story. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't even tell
off. Are you still off the radar?
Turkey scene.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm way off the radar, and I'm never going back.
Fair
enough.
Well, Matt, never going back!
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, this has been a double whammy, a double long episode. What was the last podcast to give you two episodes in 1 week? I don't know who it was.
I don't either.
It was us, motherfuckers. Legend in my spare time being fucking happy to have you. Thanks for joining us in the Matt Cave this week. We'll be back again next week with all new episodes, hopefully with Mr. Kennedy there.
Cheers.
Be a real pleasure. So, my name is Matt Lees.
Enjoyed myself.
I'm JB Gravy. Love
to be back.
Andy
Kennedy.
Y'all know me, the Reverend.
Love
Damn
to be back.
Baby.
Oh, shit. So good times.
Good
times. Reverend.
Yeah, well, you introduced me, mister, because I just stepped all over your toes.
You sure did.
I would like
throw
to
it out
introduce
the Reverend Dan Davies.
The Reverend.
Damn Davies.
Amen.
Damn Davies. Now, the email, if you want to get in touch with us and let us know what you thought of this episode, is legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. You can get all the...
In my what?
In my podcast.
In my Gmail.
All night long, I hope.
Put it in my Gmail,
in
daddy.
My turkey pussy.
Put it in it.
Oh, yuck.
Peace out, folks. Plucked, not shaved.
If you want to hear JV Gravy again, it's Generation Ill on iTunes. These guys are Sally Chancer.
Generation L.
You can find them on Sally Chancer on Facebook and all that kind of shit. MySpace. We need it, because this isn't Generation L. This is Legend in My Spare Time. Let's hear you.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
And that being said, let me say this about that. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see all you dirty, dirty fuckers next week.
Oh.
JJ.
I'm David.
And we're from Marzi's Podcast. And you're listening to Legend in Your Spare Time. You know, sometimes in my spare time, I'm a legend. And then other times, I paint myself green and grab a little drink umbrella and pretend I'm the Jolly Green Giant doing vaudeville.
What's it called again? This is Mo, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time.
Yeah, it's your boy, the Rock, brother, Matt.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.